you start to lose elasticity of the fibers. The hair fibers become weaker. For example, on hair lightening, you lose anywhere 20-25% of the fiber elasticity. And then how do you compensate for that? That was the key thing. Our Uberless system makes sure that it compensates. You're not losing elasticity.
That's Dr. Syed, founder of Avlon. And in today's podcast episode, sponsored by Uberless, I'm honored to be speaking with Dr. Syed, the master chemist whose mission is to develop the world's most advanced formulas for hair by using the most cutting-edge methods available in the sciences. Now, Dr. Syed founded Avlon Industries in 1984. His winning strategy for formulating Avlon brands is to use ingredients that have a positive effect upon hair and skin. With the drive and personality to fight for the best formulas possible, Dr. Syed's mindset is to accomplish something which hasn't been accomplished before. And that leads us nicely into the Uberless Bond System, a patented bonding system suitable for all hair types. I want to get behind the Uberless Bond System in this podcast conversation today, like what makes Uberless different from other bond treatments, and what are the big benefits the Uberless Bond System brings to our clients and salon businesses. As a world authority in the textured hair sector, and next year Avlon will celebrate 40 years as a company, we'll now see Uberless, a patented bonding system, entering into the bond market. So I'm keen to also find out from Dr. Syed today on why enter the bond market and introduce a brand for all hair types. Dr. Syed holds huge respect to the professional hairstylist. Always positive towards ideas and opinions of stylists, Dr. Syed is to deliver a hair science masterclass that I promise is going to keep you locked in. From nanolipids such as phytosterols and ceramide to the patented Uberless Bond Submicron technology, this is required listening for every hair professional serious about the hair and scalp care of their clients. Now, before you hit play, take note of this link, because this is the link where you can find out more on everything we are going to be covering in this podcast. And that link is avloneurope.co.uk/Uberless. So let's go to it. My conversation with Dr. Syed.
Welcome to How to Cut It in the Hairdressing Industry Podcast. The show that gives you the insights, inspirations, and information to take your hairdressing and barbering careers to the next level. And here's your host, Dom Lehane.
Dr. Syed, welcome along to the How to Cut It podcast.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to sit down and talk to you.
Your mission is to develop the world's most advanced formulas, certainly by using the most cutting edge methods that are available in the science. So what does this mean to you personally?
It's a big challenge. When I started the company, of course, the finances are always limited, but most of our profits were going into building our research center, buying the equipment, buying the new way of testing products, and then looking for the cutting edge ingredients all over the world. Talking to the scientists, whether they are in Europe or America or Far East, and then bringing those techniques in-house. While you're developing products, you must use those methodologies which are going to validate about your experiments or about your products. Are your products really doing what you are going to claim later on? So all of that process, it took a while, but that's why we brought in different disciplines in our research center as well. Some of them are physicists, some of them are mathematicians, some of them are chemists or biochemists or physical science chemists or biotechnologists, or even we had a MD doctor, dermatologist, They, of course, here they call them MDs, but in Europe, I think it's MBBS.
A big part of what you're doing and what you've created is actually the labs. You talk about the labs. How many labs do you have that are working on these products?
Yeah, we have 10 labs. And when I say the 11th one is the testing salon, which is a free service salon where folks come in and they allow us to use our products for testing our products. Normally, we call them half head. On one half of the head, we apply a standard product. On the other, we do the experimental product. And this process goes on. But the different labs, for example, we have fiber physics labs. They will use machines to test, let's say, ease of combing or strength of the fibers. Similarly, the derm lab will make sure they test the moisture of the skin and the scalp and the stratum corneum, which is the upper surface of the scalp. Is it before and after, if there are any changes? Similarly, a biotechnology lab looks at other things such as inflammation to the scalp or skin in case you're applying a product which is higher in pH to want to make sure you're not changing our biology.
Let's get into the Ubilis bond system. It is patented. Explain the importance of achieving this patented status and how long did that journey take?
Great. Yeah, right now, I have 45 plus patents in my career. And this particular patent, Ubilis, of course, was applied in, I think, 2016 or so. And then all the patent has to be, to get a patent, the science or has to be unique, something which has not been done before or something which is not obvious. So that's what the patent is all about. So you think you have something unique, something which is not obvious, and then you have all your data. And then you apply for a patent, and then the patent examiners, they then go and look at it, and they have extensive research facilities of the search, we call them, literature search. And then they search the literature to make sure that there no one else has done similar or same thing, and this idea is unique in itself. And that in itself takes 4 or 5 years for the patent attorney, U.S. Trademark Patent Office to go through that. And once they go through it, of course, in the process, there's a back and forth communication for any kind of clarifications. Make sure that they look at their datas. And if they are convinced, then that's when they grant you that patent. So it's a pretty grueling process and pretty extensive, expensive process as well, because you have patent attorneys involved and there is a lot of back and forth and eventually you get a patent.
You have become known as a world authority in the textured hair sector. And next year, 40 years, you're going to be celebrating as a company. And now we see Ubilis that's kind of entered into the market, a patented bonding system. Why did you want to enter into this bonded market and introduce a brand for all hair types?
Actually, the science-wise, we were doing lots of things on the bond and bonding systems, which we, in chemical terms, we call it cross-linking hair with other ingredients, which can go in the hair and react with the hair. And that started way back in my early career, where when people were straightening hair, the hair was damaged. And so I ended up adding a special polymer inside the cream so that they are simultaneously reacting and conditioning. And that was a patent we got, and it became extremely successful. So thereon, since I was working on the textured hair, which is especially coily, curly hair happens to be weaker hair. So you learn so many different techniques of strengthening hair and making the hair better. So fast forward into the 2000s, 2005, I was then again looking at cross-linking the hair, where the hair gets stronger while you are, let's say, straightening or perming or coloring or lightening. So by 2010, 2012, we had more chemistry developed. And in 2015, we definitely had a patented polymer molecule, which we got designed. And then I converted it into a nanotechnology where it will be able to penetrate while you're kind of coloring and lightening, because hair lightening is a very damaging process. So to our surprise, it really worked very well. And then, of course, we added other nanotechnologies, nanolipids, we call them. They went in at the same time. Because from my previous technical patents, we learned that when you are chemically changing the hair cuticles are opening up, things are going in. So make sure that's the best possible time when you can send things inside the hair. And that's exactly what we did. We sent these reactive compounds into the hair while you are lightening the hair or coloring the hair or straightening the hair or perming the hair. And then the end result, was Uberless patent. That has really paid off really well.
It's really changed the whole hair game, hasn't it? I think to have this sort of technology and what this has enabled hairdressers to do. And I'd certainly love to go into that a little bit further on into our conversation. But why is Uberless different from other bond treatments? You know, e.g. the sort of formulations, the ingredients.
So we used a different technology than a couple of those other patented systems. Our compound is a two-headed compound. Both ends of the molecule are able to go in and attach with the bonds which are breaking while you are doing the chemical process. And along with that, they also are able to attach on the side chains of these polypeptides, because the hair is a polypeptides which run parallel to each other, and then they cross-link. It's almost like a ladder with the rungs in it. So we made sure that the side chains of the polypeptides, there are certain amino acids there which are conducive, and they can react with our molecule. So that way the molecule has really seeped in the cortex and even on the surface of it. And then once you rinse it out, it is able to stay there and last for many, many, many shampoo treatments. So these are some of the things which we are further exploring. People think that, I have bond put in my product and the hair is going to be strong forever. So not necessarily. So we have looked at the longevity. Our molecule versus the others lasts much longer in its integrity inside the hair, and that helps. Whereas also our molecule is in the nano form, so that means it's going in and staying in more than the other water-based, acid-based materials. Acid-based materials are actually, when they go in, they are being neutralized partly by the alkaline materials of the powder lighteners and or relaxers and whatnot. So our approach is very different. We are not using the acid-based kind of products so that they're not neutralized during the chemical process. And so that's whereas the other bond system, where they have a series of amino acids which are going in the hair So we didn't go into protein chemistry for that matter. Because protein chemistry, we have used hydrolyzed carotenes. Many companies have used that in the past, which are more like fillers, and they give some strength to the hair, but they're not cross-linking. They're not reacting with the broken bonds. They're not reactive at all. So we wanted to send compounds in the hair which are really reactive, not just depositing and sitting there and then wear out. So that's the key difference between our uberless bond system than the other two. So there are only three systems at this moment which are patented. The rest are not.
Thank you for sharing that. It's absolutely brilliant to hear. Yeah. And also, I just would love to get, because I know you do a lot of tests on this, particularly about the elasticity in the hair. Maybe you could just share something, what you found in the percentage on the elasticity when using the Uberlist products, and also the brush test. I think that'd be really interesting for our listeners to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. The hair, when we want to improve the hair itself after these chemical services, one of them happens to be the elasticity of the hair. Hair has certain elasticity, and when you make it when you are doing chemical reactions with the products, you start to lose elasticity of the fibers. The hair fibers become weaker. For example, on hair lightening, you lose anywhere 20-25% of the fiber elasticity. And then how do you compensate for that? That was the key thing. Our Uberlist system makes sure that it compensates. You're not losing elasticity in the process. And then along with that, once you couple it with the nanotechnology, the ceramides and the phytosterols, all those good things, then actually the elasticity increases from that, let's say, 80% to, in our case, it was 121%. Of course, the elasticity of the hair itself, let's say, is at 100%. But when we chemically treat it, it will drop down to 80%. So you lost 20%. In our case, we actually gained from 100 to 121%. The hair elasticity increased to 121%. And one reason for that is that these compounds which you have left in, which have reacted and stayed in the hair, they have filled in the hair so much more permanently. And therefore, when you're stretching the hair, the hair is stronger than even before treatment. And that's what the cross-linking is all about. These kind of things have been done in wool technology or textile industries. But the hair, we had limitations because the compounds which would react with the hair bonds, normally they were not safe, and now we have found the safer compounds which are able to fill in, cross-link, stay in there, and increase the elasticity of the hair to that high level. So that's a great, step forward in my career, I believe. It's very difficult to attain that or achieve that.
What about Uberlist when it comes to the scalp, the benefits for the scalp?
Yeah, before I answer that, your question again also was the brush test, and we call them repeated brushing. Repeated brushing is another test, almost similar to, in a way, elasticity, but in this case, we are trying to find out the life expectancy of hair. It's almost like we call it a fatigue test. Or let's say when we go to a doctor and they want to test our heart, they put us on that treadmill to walk and see how our heart reacts to that tension or that force. So we are moving there faster and faster. Similarly, when we brush the hair repeatedly, let's say for 10,000 strokes, we want to know how many hair fibers are breaking in this process. More hair fibers are breaking in this repeated brushing. That means weaker the hair is. So its lifespan is lesser if it's breaking faster. So with this process, where our elasticity went up to 121%, same way, the brushing test and the brushing repeated brushing test, the number of fibers broken were extremely low, and they were almost at par with untreated hair. And that's really amazing in my mind, you know, because otherwise, in case of just conventionally lightening the hair, it was almost three times more breakage of hair fibers. So in a way, these are complementary tests. You don't run one test and they say, oh, I got it. You have to run multiple tests to make sure that they complement each other, and then all those tests are indicating the same direction that, yes, the hair is stronger now. So that was the beauty of the repeated brushing test. And now I can come back to your other questions, and that's they are related to pH of the hair, pH of the scalp, that's important because the hair fibers are stronger when they are in a pH range of 5 to 5.8. That's where the pH balance concept comes from, which has been in our industry from long. But in old days, there were not that many instruments available which could measure the pH of the hair, and especially the pH of the scalp. And now from last maybe 15 years or so, or 20 years, this is some of the German technology as well, where we are able to now measure the pH of the hair, pH of the scalp. We are also able to measure the moisture of the hair, moisture of the scalp. We are also able to look at or measure the condition of the scalp surface, which is called stratum corneum. Because if we are using alkaline products on the hair, which will eventually touch the scalp when you're rinsing, even when you're rinsing the products from the hair. So that stratum corneum, this upper surface, if its pH increases, that means it gets weaker. It starts to lose more moisture in the environment, which is called transepidermal water loss. You don't want the skin to lose too much moisture from inside of the skin. So we are able to measure the before treatment the level of the moisture tool values of the skin. And then after treatment, when we finish balancing with the right kind of shampoo and right kind of conditioner to measure that, the surface, stratum corneum.
Another question I have for you is, what are the benefits of, and correct me if I get this wrong in saying it, but physal sterols and ceramides?
Okay. Yeah, our hair, human hair, has lipids in it, in the cuticle layers, and also in the cortex, and also the glue of the cuticle layers. Usually there are anywhere 6 to 10 cuticle layers on the surface of the hair, and those are glued together with the cell membrane complex. And those cell membrane complex, they have proteins in them. And also, though, in those proteins, there are lipids. There are anywhere about 6% of the hair weight has lipids in them. Those lipids usually are in the form of 18-MEA, which is a fatty acid. Also, there is a cholesterol sulfate, which exists in the hair. And then the third element is the ceramides, which are long fatty chain compounds. And then the fourth one is the fatty acids in them. So all those lipids, which are present in the cuticles and cortex, they get eaten up in the process, in the chemical process, and then they are depleted so to significant level. If we do not address that those lipids, if you do, we do not add those lipids back in, then the hair is more hydrophilic, means it's not it's porous. So therefore, ceramides, which are part natural part of the hair, cholesterol, which is natural part of the hair, but cholesterol, of course, cholesterol sulfate is not vegan. So the vegan substitute for the cholesterol is phytosterols. Phyto means vegetable source. So those sterols, phytosterols, have similar structure to cholesterol, but the source is not animal. So we take those in along with the ceramides and certain proteins which are part of the CMC, such as in our case, we have added the copper tripeptide, which is actually, which also strengthens the skin. So it's a little bit of skinification of the hair as well. So what, but they can, they cannot go penetrate in the hair, these things, these lipids. So we converted them into much smaller particles at the nanoscale so that they can go in the cuticle layers and the cortex and sit there and replenish the lost lipids, natural lipids of the hair. That is the biggest function of these phytosterols and ceramides.
Just jumping into this conversation that we're currently having with Dr. Syed to remind you that if you want to find out about anything that we're covering in this podcast today regarding Ubelis, then head over to avaloneurope.co.uk/Ubelis, and that's UBERLISS. So that's avaloneurope.co.uk/Ubelis. And if you would like to email to get some more information on the bonding system, then you can email info@ubelis.co.uk, and you can connect with Ubelis on Instagram at Ubelis. Let's go back into it then, part two of our conversation with Dr. Syed. Many companies now have plexis in their bleaches. Does Ubelis still have a positive effect added to these plex bleaches?
Yeah, that's amazing how the plexes and the their bonds. So we actually did test those because we do not like to make any claim which is not tested. So we added our Ubelis bond regenerator and our Ubelis bond shampoo and Ubelis bond amplifier in those, and with those lightener, powder lighteners. And the results were amazing. Some of these were performing, some, one of the major brands, of course, I won't name them, that they were at like about 93%. So they had lost 7% of elasticity. When we added our materials, our Ubelis bond system into it, the strength of the same fibers with their powder lightener went up to 117%. So, and then we took four top powder lighteners with those plexes and added. In each case, the elasticity of the fibers went significantly high, anywhere 110 to 117% by adding Ubelis bond system. It was amazing that those plexes really were not working that great. So, that's the way it is, yeah.
Now, you have a hero product, and that's called Bond Healing Spray. Now, it's fair to say that the word healing is a strong claim. Yeah. Tell me more about the product, and how can it be considered healing?
That's a very good question. When we were registering this particular product in EU, because you have to be REACH certified, registered with REACH, that was the first objection the assessors, safety assessors had said, no, you cannot call it a healing spray. we said, okay, here are data. We will give you the data. We gave the data to them. What we did was we bleached the hair. Hair had 100% elasticity. We bleached the hair. Its elasticity dropped down to 85%, for example. This was conventional bleach, nothing in it, and a conventional shampoo. So we simply sprayed on that hair bond healing spray, combed through, dried it, and then after that, we again evaluated the fiber elasticity. The fiber elasticity was totally recovered, back to 100%. There was no difference between this fiber treated with the bond healing spray versus the untreated hair. Okay. When we presented that data, so the safety assessors accepted that and allowed us to say, yes, you can call it a bond healing spray. Otherwise, it was a very strong claim. I was happy that we were able to come through in this process. Yeah. And it increases elasticity of the hair, other things. It's good against thermal damage. It's a very unique product, and it's a mixture of our many different technologies which we had developed over the years. It's not only adding the elasticity, but it's also great against thermal damage as a pre-treatment before you blow dry, or post-treatment after you blow dry and flat iron. So there are multiple advantages of this product. So we are pretty proud of this product. It's being really extremely well accepted in the marketplace.
You've entered into a big market, the Plexin market, and I won't mention any names, but there is certainly a big company out there that have a huge marketing machine going on there. But, I guess it's coming, hearing from you, that the real expertise with you is your labs, your testing procedures, your team of PhD sciences.
Yeah, it's very difficult when you are swimming with the sharks. So that's the term I use. But you have to have faith in what you are doing. I understand that in the social media world, the person who makes the loudest noise is heard. But I guess we have our own success story where we have done things over the years. But if you look at those companies, they come and they then sell and then they move on, and all those kind of things happen. So that's a different way of doing business. We chose a good old-fashioned way of doing things with the new techniques as well, and the science and what's happening in today's day. And it's always a long race. It is not just 100 meter dash, and that's the end of it.
How versatile is this product, and how can we work this in our salons with the types of treatment services that we do?
Yeah, that's amazing. Any kind of treatment you are doing in case of lightening or powder lightening, when you are mixing this with powder lightener and developer, it is mixed in, and also when you're coloring, permanent coloring, you add the prescribed amounts of the Uberlist regenerator. So that's that process. Along with that, we then tested it also in, if you are doing permanent waving, you can apply, add this in there. If you're doing relaxers, you can add the regenerator in there. If you are doing hair smoothing treatments, then again, you can add that in there. And also, we added them in shampoos and also in conditioners. In a shampoo or in a conditioner, we have now built that molecule inside there, so you don't have to separately add in there. It definitely increases significantly more elasticity into the hair fiber, when you're using that shampoo. So and or conditioner. And also these are take-home products. So you could see this technology usage of this technology is pretty widespread in many of these chemical processes, and also in your everyday shampoo and conditioner and hair styling products. So it's a very versatile system. Yeah.
What about if we're in the salons? You know, our salon owners will be listening to this. How many stages are in the process when it comes to using Ubalis?
Well, of course, the stages are the same as usual. The only difference is that when you mix your powder lightener and your developer, you simply have to add this regenerator in there and mix it in. So otherwise, once you straighten, once you color or lighten the hair, and that's your step. And the next step is, of course, shampoo the hair. And then you they condition the hair, so as usual. So it's not many extra steps. It's just that one step where you have to mix this material inside in your reactive chemical, whichever chemical you are getting ready to use. So other than that, it's the same steps.
You know? What about the clients? Is there a process that the clients can take away the Ubalis products? What do they need to take home with them for them to use at home?
Yeah, so definitely the shampoo will be one, but then we have a Ubalis bond sustainer, which is, again, a conditioning agent, conditioner, with this particular molecule. And then along with that, there's a spray for styling the hair called Bond Healing Spray, with Ubalis Bond Healing Spray, again, for blow drying or flat ironing. Those are the products you will take home with you, which you will use at home. Again, they have those, that particular patented molecule in them. So you make sure you keep replenishing your hair with this particular molecule.
I believe that Avalon is still family owned. Why is that important to you to still have that family owned?
When I worked for Johnson Products Company, my previous employer, they were publicly held company. They, at one time, they were family owned. But once you become public company, then your controls, you don't have the same type of controls as you could when you are privately owned or family owned company. So it's always chasing the buck at any cost. Your vision, your mission sometimes becomes secondary. So that's not what I intended to do, and that's one of the reasons I kept the company private, because our family owned, because so that I can do things my way rather than the investors' way. So that's the bottom line. We have had offers from Time, even companies, larger multinationals acquiring us, but I didn't want to give up this independence I have of pursuing my dreams, of pursuing new scientific ideas, doing things our way, than just the financial aspect of it. Yeah, finances are important, but they are not everything. You have to make sure you're doing cutting edge science, bringing things on to the hairstylists, which are really beneficial in the long run. So that's one reason we never went to public and or stayed private and family owned. And then in the process, luckily my children, they decided that they will join me after their education. So my older son, he runs the marketing and sales, and he's a graduate of Boston University. And then my daughter did her PhD in chemistry, a branch of chemistry called polymer science. And then my younger son also, he did an MBA. He operates operations. So, and then that's how it all shaped up for us. And that's what we enjoy doing every day in, day out. Yeah.
You started 40 years ago with the most fragile hair, type 4. Why does Avlon kind of swim upstream like a trout against this current that normal companies would not normally take on?
Well, I think probably it's my DNA in itself, and probably, of course, the genes I inherited from my parents, especially my mother. You could never tell her, no, this cannot be done. She was a very strong woman, and I think she instilled that kind of philosophy into us, and myself and my siblings. So when I came to U.S. As an immigrant, it was rough. I mean, you had to survive, and in the survival, when you are in the survival mode, you are ready to do whatever is asked of you. So I early on quickly learned that. When I was developing these straighteners, which are extremely damaging to that fragile hair, as you speak. And I added this particular compound in the relaxer, and then probably tried it after 3 months or so, so that, you know, to make sure that it holds its the activity. And I told my boss after I finished doing that, and he said, "Oh my God, you did this! Why? You know, they were expecting to not go to salon, but just work on the hair tresses and this, but I had already gotten it done." And so it's just in your DNA. So what I learned from that experience is that you have to come up big in industry where you have huge multinationals sitting there, and you have to have an idea which is new and others have not done that. Otherwise, you don't stand a chance. And so that's where, along the line, in those days, many folks didn't want to work on fragile, coily, curly hair, whatever the reason. So I chose to go in that direction because it provided me a unique specialty.
What about the next generation of bonding trimmers? What are they looking like? Are there any new frontiers that we need to know about?
Yeah, yes, we have a very active science projects in that realm. And actually, as we speak, we are working on those newer things. Unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to really talk about them at this point in time because my patent attorneys will really be mad at me if I. So they make sure those ideas are not divulged until the patents are applied for. But I'm very hopeful that we will see even better compounds and things which will actually take care of the health of the hair and scalp. Even better than what we have now. So I'm very positive about that. I'm very optimistic about that. You will see some more good things from us in the future, near future. Yeah.
You tease. Yeah. I'm looking forward to finding out what that's going to be. Yeah. So come on then, sum up Uberlist Bond System and its benefits in a final few words for us. What will they be?
Yeah, so again, as we talked about, fiber elasticity is the key here. Fiber porosity, reduction of fiber porosity, increasing of fiber elasticity and strength. Increasing its lifespan because we are always fatiguing our hair with repetitive brushing, blow drying, flat irons. All of those are being addressed. Then again, the moisture is a great thing, which unfortunately and or fortunately, other competitors are not talking about it. So we made sure that the hair is moisturized after this process. We made sure the pH of the hair and scalp is balanced again. We made sure that the stratum corneum or the scalp is healthier. That is very important. So that, as I always say, hair is mother of all, the scalp is mother of all hair. So in this case, the scalp has to be healthy. And then, all of those kind of things are brought in this process with the lipids. Hair has natural lipids in them, which are depleted during these chemical processes. We have added those lipids in the form of nanolipids, and they are put in there, replenished there. So the hair has right moisture and lipid balance. All those things are brought in together. We made sure that the cuticle layers remain as much intact as possible versus the conventional systems. So it's a pretty extensive and all-encompassing system, Uberda system. So there are so many things here which we have really brought in this particular process and the Uberless bonding system.
Getting your inside knowledge to the product range, I think, is truly exciting. So I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you so much for coming on and sharing the science behind Uberless bond system and why we should all be excited by it. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to share our information with you. Delighted to be part of this discussion.
Thank you once more then to Dr. Syed for coming on to the podcast sponsored by Uberless. I just want to remind you of where to go. If you want to find out any more on Uberless, then you can find them online at avloneurope.co.uk/Uberless. You can also email info@uberless.co.uk to receive more information and connect with them on Instagram at Uberless. But don't worry if you missed any of them links or you need a reminder, we have prepared some show notes for you online at howtocut.it/EP274. We bring you these podcasts every Monday. The best way to make sure that you never miss an episode is to follow or subscribe from wherever you get your podcast from. Just search out How To Cut It. And if you're enjoying the show, please do leave us a rating and a review. We really do appreciate and value them. And if you'd like to connect with How To Cut It, then we're across all your social channels. Just search out at How To Cut It. This is a podcast produced by How To Cut It Media Network. My name's Dom Lehane. And until next Monday, peace, love and smiles all the way. Goodbye.
How To Cut It in the Hairdressing Industry Podcast. Taking your hairdressing and barbering careers to the next level.